Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, folks. This will be the most expensive Thanksgiving of our lives, and we have Captain Demento, a.k.a. Joe Biden, to thank for those and the people who got him elected in the coup that occurred in the election of 2020. Then, those same people cheated in the elections for the midterms in 2022 all across this country, because there is no way a guy with his polling and a guy with his results would be able to carry midterms like they did in 2022 without massive cheating. Be thankful, conservatives, and I'll tell you why here in just a second. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Jot that number down, 844-551-8255, because you can talk to me. I will call you if you want me to. Leave me a message. Tell me what's on your mind, and we'll chat. Now, we're going to make that available only to those in the backstage club at some point. But if you do want to chat, I'm happy to chat with you. But let me tell you, let's go back to why you should be thankful this particular Thanksgiving season. First of all, it's because you're not one of them. You're not a cheater, you're not a scoundrel, a scumbag, a scallywag, a ne'er-do-well, and I could use a host of other things to call them, and those are, I'm being nice. You can't call them bad enough names to hurt them. Leftists epitomize evil, they epitomize the devil, and I'm going to tell you, they are impervious to any of the things that you call them. I can't believe you called me that. And then they pretend that it hurts them when, in fact, they're laughing at you because they're pulling all these shenanigans, getting away with it right in your face. Have you seen these videos or TV specials where people go in and shoplift? They don't even care. They literally will put baskets of stuff, of products in a basket, and they will wheel that thing out and not even think 2 seconds about it. Happens every single day, multiple times a day, all over this country. So think about that as you're doing your holiday shopping, that there are people out there stealing. While you're doing it legit, there are people stealing. And you know what the people who are stealing are getting? Nothing. No punishment, no repercussions, nothing. You're doing it by the book. I just saw one of these the other day where a 73-year-old woman stopped the guy and pulled his mask off and said, "You're the reason we pay more for our stuff." See, leftists don't want to tell you that. They're going to give you some sob story about why the guy needed the bike that he was wheeling out with one hand and the basket full of other goods that he probably had no need for. He was just going to go sell it on eBay or to feed his crack habit or to feed whatever dope habit he has. See, be glad you're not them. Be glad you're a person that says, "I understand what it takes for somebody to go out, create a product, ship it to a place, sell it, and try to get some remuneration for their efforts." See, that's the way the world works in reality. It's not the way it works with leftism. They don't even care, folks, that they cheat. The win is all that matters. Can you imagine if that's the way you lived your life, is the win is all that matters? How would you raise your kids? Because let me tell you something. Before you become a winner, you are nothing but a loser. The winner is the best loser ever. You want to know why? Because he has lost a lot. He's lost and lost and lost. And finally, he gets to the point where he starts winning. And the win is legit. You ever have any kids? I have 4 sons. Let me tell you, I didn't let them win in anything. "Yeah, let's go play some basketball." "Okay, can we play cat, horse, whatever? Fine. I dunked, I did finger rolls, I did things they couldn't do. And I'd say, now go at it, go get it, go do it. You know I can't do that. You're right, you can't. Ha! I'd go inside after I skunked them. We'd play horse, they might get an H. And I remember my youngest son, he'd be like, I can't beat dad. And he's all that. And I would tease him about it. I'd be like, yeah, of course you can't beat your dad, man. That's why I'm your daddy. You know, I don't call your son because you shine. I call your son because you're mine. I would just dominate. And let me tell you, Melissa would be like, you got to go easy. I'm like, I'm not going easy. Because when he finally beats me, it will be legit. And I can tell you, when my son finally beat me at horse or cat or whatever it was we were playing, he was ecstatic. You want to know why? Because he knew he legitimately beat me. I didn't let him. And I remember him kind of going, you know, it torn, like, did I win? I was like, no, you won, legit. But next time is on, you know, because it's going to be another 50 wins before you even come close to winning again. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't, because you know what that kid did? He'd go out and shoot every day, every single day. He was determined to beat his dad, legit. That's what the real spirit of America is. That's what the real spirit. By the way, that's not even the spirit of America. That's what you should be. I'll be teaching this to my kid if I lived in Bangladesh. If we were playing with we'd be playing with them rubber balls from Walmart. Well, maybe, I don't know what we'd be doing, but I can tell you this. When he beat me, he'd be beating me legit. But Democrats, no. They will glulule you. They will hit you in your knees so you can't go out there and skate against Nancy Kerrigan. I mean, against Tanya Harding. They will hit you. They will cheat you. They will do whatever it takes to beat you and defeat you. And they will be happy. They will take pride in the idea that they couldn't beat you legit, but they beat you illegitimately. Guys, I'm not telling you anything that isn't true about leftists. I'm not putting on for you. I'm not making this something for you. I want you to understand why you should be thankful, no matter what. Okay, they're going to celebrate this so-called midterm victory. Are you serious? What's to celebrate? I'll get to that in a bit. They got nothing to celebrate. What are you going to celebrate? Your high inflation, your high crime? You going to celebrate the kids aren't learning? That people are starving? Others are homeless? Some people are going to die because of a lack of meds? What are you celebrating?
Oh, Joe Biden, man. Joe Biden, my president, Joe Biden.
Boy, I tell you what, if that's what it takes for you to celebrate, good luck. Good luck. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about that you should be thankful for. I'm going to give you some numbers and things like this. This should, maybe could even be our Thanksgiving special if I took out all the Biden crap. And I'd love to take out all the Biden crap.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, Democrats are joyous. They got a lot to be thankful for. Or do they? Well, they won. Trump is gone, and according to them, MAGA is dead. They skunked us in the midterms because it was supposed to be the red wave that didn't happen. But it did. Florida gave us the boilerplate for how to do it. Now the question is, will these feckless Republicans actually execute? Will they get off of their high horse of the always attacking Trump and decide, you know what, there's a formula here that works? And Trump said it. DeSantis is only following the Trump formula. You want to know what the formula is? It's shocking. It's called getting results. That's it. There's no secret to how you get people's attention. And Trump thought that's all it would take. I'll get results and the Republicans will come on board. He didn't get it. They hate him for one reason. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Donald Trump jumped everybody to become the president. Can you imagine in the military, if you joined the military and the first rank you got was four-star general and you were head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Can you imagine that? They would be, he's got no military experience. He's got nothing. You jump all over the chain of command and become the top guy in the military, which, by the way, is what the president is. So you know why those generals didn't like him? Because like them, like what happened with the politicians, Trump just jumped all of them and said, hey, I'm your new commander-in-chief. I'm your commander-in-chief. How's it going? Okay, you're fired. I mean, he just jumped everybody. And they can't handle that, man. So I've asked this question earlier. Why should conservatives be thankful? Because we're not them. If Donald Trump, look, it's kind of like, I don't know, I tell this story quite often, but Usain Bolt used to run the 200 meters. And one day he goes, I think I could run 100. And people are like, what? You're too tall. You're 6'2". Like, the 100 is for people that are like 5'8 to, you know, 5'10. Because it's short race. You don't have time to get your legs moved. They gave him all the reasons why he couldn't win the 100. And what does he do? He runs the 100 and breaks all the records. Now, good for him. People in meritocracies say he becomes a household word. He set a new standard. He's not a pariah. He's a messiah in track. But in politics, no, no, no. You jump in and say, I think I can do it better than you. You don't get accolades. You get persecuted. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I hope you guys get in contact with us over the holidays. Maybe we'll talk to a few of you. I know people will validate. I call you. If you leave me a message and you say, hey, Kev, I'd like to talk to you, whatever. No, I'm not going to spend an hour with you talking about some goofy crap. But I will say, hey, appreciate you listening, yada, yada, yada. Hope you can, you know, whatever. Hope your life is going good. You know, I'll do it. I'll give you a call. Anyway, going back to conservatives, we have a lot to be thankful for because most of us believe in something bigger than ourselves. That's why we do what we do. That's why we're so plugged in. We know also that a loving, living God exists and he will take care of things. That despite whatever cheating that goes on and all these other things, you know what you have? You have family. You have friends. And when I tell you you have family and friends, I'm telling you, you have those that dote on you, not those that are looking to take advantage of you, to suck off of you. We know from our teachings that life and living, from teaching and from existing, that life is not meant to be easy necessarily, or what would we have to be thankful for? If life was going ideally the way you want, why would you be thankful when that little bonanza comes in? And why would it give you such a feeling of exultation? I mean, where you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe it. It was like when we went to Salvation Army and we bought this lady. We paid for a bunch of people's stuff, but this one lady I'll never forget, we paid $7.13 for the item she purchased, and she started crying and said, I knew that God would send me a sign of his existence. And I went, I just remember my little son's holding the camera as I'm hugging this lady, and she's crying and thanking me because I paid for $7.13 on behalf of the Tea Party community, which was our social media site we were running at the time, that nobody joined, or at least only 350,000 people joined. But the point is that it only took that to make her feel like there was a God who was looking out for her. What does it take for you? I don't know, you guys. I'm just telling you. What do you have to be thankful for? Well, first of all, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that just when things may seem hopeless, one of us does something for another of us to remind us what conservatism means, what being an American means. The most loving, giving people on the planet is the conservative American. It's not the leftist American. Oh, they can be very generous with your money, but they won't give theirs. We help each other, folks, in our times of need. So my curiosity is, what is your help story? Let me know. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. I have too many thanks stories or Thanksgiving stories to mention, honestly. I could go on, and I talk about people that give us gifts all the time, but I could be thankful for my radio show where Angie and JJ reached out to me and said we want to help you with marketing, and we brought Angie on as the chief marketing officer. And, you know, she's a wonderful person, not just for helping our company, my organization, but just to have in our lives. I've already thanked many of you publicly because you deserve it. I could not operate without the things that you guys do. I thank the people who developed the technology that let me get in contact with my old friends and acquaintances. Two of my best friends in the world, I couldn't locate. I would have had to hire a private investigator to figure out where these people were, because we got, you know, separated after high school or after college or after a job or whatever. I moved, and, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not a good person for having phone numbers ready. I don't. My grandmother used to have four or five books with names in them. I mean, the ink would be running on these pages. They were so old. And, but she'd have four or five books and every, you know, so she'd never throw one away. So she'd call Verna Jean. Look in that book there. Get a number. You know, and we'd go look it up. If we were going to some town and she knew somebody, she had ready to contact them. Now, the good news is we now have smartphones that keep all that information. But prior to smartphones, you know, we had dumb phones and dumb people, and I lost track. But now I've got, you know, a lot of those friends are back in my life because of technology. And I think of the memories brought back because of tech. Have you seen this thing that they'll do where they say, 3 years ago, here was what happened on this day. And you're like, what? I forgot all about that. Because life moves fast. So I'm thankful of those, of the technology that helps me remember things I've forgotten and jog my memories of many of you. We got a lot more to talk about on Thanksgiving, folks. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two mass shootings in the span of 4 days has President Joe Biden renewing calls for an assault weapons ban while visiting a firehouse in Nantucket, Massachusetts Thanksgiving morning. The president criticizes the sale of assault weapons in the United States.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturer.
TSA says 7 million passengers have gone through security at the nation's airports since Monday. They say that more than 2.4 million people went through security Wednesday as they made their way to their Thanksgiving destination. Thanks for listening and happy Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've asked this question a few times on the program, and it was, would you want to be a Democrat? After all, they're the winners. Do you feel like the Democrats are winners? Would you want to be a Democrat? If you were living, we're all living, but I'm saying, if you were in their circles, and you were at a party, and they were, yeah, man, we won. Woo, look at us. We did so good. You know, would it make you feel good? To know that you can only win when you cheat? And here's what's most interesting to me. And cheat for what? What's coming? What's coming? Like I said, if you cheated and you got into the quarterfinals, at some point you got to play in the big game. What's coming? Are you prepared? See, because the big game is not about another election. The big game is life. So you've won. What are you going to get? You're going to get more inflation. You're going to have more supply chain issues, which are going to drive prices up, etc. You're going to have more crime. I'm talking about amazingly dangerous crime. I'm not talking about, you know, petty stuff. I'm talking about vicious crime. You're going to have more. You don't have to believe me. Go look day to day. Oh, these people shot, killed. Pull up any city. Pick one. Philadelphia, Baltimore, Cleveland. If you put that zip code in and the main news that comes up, it will be about devastation. Somebody got shot, killed. Cop killed this person, whatever, because they were threatening this, menacing, whatever. It's all over the place. And no matter how much they try to desensitize it to you, at some point it becomes personal. At some point, it's going to reach you. And you're going to have to confront it. So what are all these issues that you can get confronted by? Well, you get confronted with inflation every single day. You get confronted with supply chain issues. Have you been to the grocery store? I mean, you'll find some things, but you won't find other things. And then when you do find something, you'll go, what the heck? This is a crazy price. I don't even like this. But you got to get it. Because there is no more. And, you know, crime is going to impact you. Illegal immigration is going to impact you. You're going to eventually end up in the medical system. You're going to see how many illegals are in there when you go to the emergency room. Wait until your kids come home and go, I couldn't learn this because they had to bring in some Bosnian interpreters or whatever. It's all impacting you. And you can be desensitized until it hits you. until it hits you. Anyway, I was doing some numbers here. Here's what Democrats have to look forward to. They say the stock market under Biden started with a boom, but now it's a bust. Right before the midterms, the S&P had fallen by 1.5% since Biden took office in January of 2021. Second worst performance during a president's 656 days in office since Jimmy Carter. Second worst performance since Jimmy Carter. They said Biden's two immediate predecessors sported surging stock markets as they headed into their first midterm election. The S&P climbed 52.2% during the first 656 calendar days in office for Barack Obama. Now, let's remember this. The stock market was in the tank during the time of Obama. It was after the Twin Towers, etc. The stock market was so low it had nowhere to go but up, and he climbed at 52.2%. Then Trump climbed to 24% over a market that was nothing but artificially inflated. So forget that Barack Obama had an easy market to grow because it had nowhere to go but up. He pumped $10 trillion into it, and he got 52.2%. Donald Trump had no money pumped into it, was told he couldn't bring back manufacturing and all this other stuff, and he grew the stock market by 24%. 23.9 is the actual number if you want to be technical about it. That's, if you put it, if you look at it in its true form, it is utterly amazing what Trump did. Do you know that Donald Trump took the stock market past the 20,000 mark, and then in less than 4 years, he took it past the 30,000 mark? If Trump were president today, we'd be dealing with a 40,000 Dow. 40,000. But Joe Biden has shrunk it. He shrunk the S&P by 1.2%. I don't know what the Dow is, but it's probably along the same lines. So in 2 years, this guy started out riding the Trump wave, and then the bottom fell out. And you wonder why the bottom fell out. Oh, by the way, you're welcome for your 401ks, folks. You're welcome for a housing market that lost trillions of dollars. That's what you have to be thankful for if you're a Democrat. As I said, what do you have to look forward to? They say the struggles in the market are likely linked to high inflation, which caused the Federal Reserve to launch a barrage of punishing interest rate hikes. Now, here's some of the numbers. They said it's worth noting that stocks surged during the early days of the Biden era. You ready for these numbers? The S&P spiked 27%. In 2021, as the economy bounced back from COVID. So what they're telling you is this. They intentionally crushed Trump's economy so that it could spike for Biden. They said the first year was stupendous, and then we gave a lot of it back. No, Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist at CFRA, you gave it all back and then some. The S&P, they say, is down 20% this year, on track for its worst year since 2008. And you know what happened in 2008? That was Bush still recovering from the housing market. The housing bubble had burst. That's what we were fighting. And that was when Obama begged Bush to put almost $800 billion to essentially authorize that so he could start off. He says, what was it going to take to save the economy? And then literally a month later, all he did was talk of smack about Bush. Look at what he left me. Left me big debt. So he begs Bush to save the economy. I think it was $896 billion. And then talk smack about him. And then use quantitative easing to build the market back from in the... I mean, go back. I'm telling you, you can go look at these numbers. Look at where it dipped from when the Twin Towers got attacked. and the build back that had to occur. Then when Obama took over after Bush pumped almost $1 trillion into the economy, then Obama pumped on top of Bush's almost $1 trillion. He pumped another $10 trillion into the economy and wants to spike the football. To be honest with you, his performance is probably worse than Biden's if you take all that out. You take out what he did to prop up the economy. But take your pick. Obama, Biden, it doesn't matter. If you put a Democrat in office, what they do is they fudge all the statistics. And you're, oh, we had the most growth, we had the most this or that. Joe Biden, there were multiple trillions of dollars put into the budget that he was supposed to have knocked a bunch of it out, and he didn't. He only knocks half of it out and says, look, I reduced the budget by more than any other president. Yeah, because it was fattened for you. It's like some dude gaining 50 pounds for a movie role. You become his trainer, and he's supposed to lose 50 pounds for the next role, and you only loses 25. He says, he lost the most weight working out with me than any other trainer. Yeah, but he didn't get down to the weight he was supposed to be. Or maybe let's use it as a fighter. If you can't make weight, you can't fight, typically. So Joe Biden's your trainer, you're 50 pounds overweight, and he says, well, you know, at least I got you down 20 pounds. Well, I still can't fight. So, look, what do they got to look forward to? If you think these numbers are going to help, I'm going to tell you something. If you think Joe Biden has a way to get this down, talk to FedEx, who's laying people off. Talk to Amazon, who's laying people off. Talk to Twitter, who's laying people off. Talk to Facebook. These are major companies, folks, with layoffs. I thought there's supposed to be all these jobs out there. Maybe there are. Hey, people at Twitter that are upset with Elon Musk, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun flipping those burgers or working retail at the dollar store. Good luck with that. Where else are you going to go?
Oh, we're upset. Elon Musk, he's going to bring conservatives. He's going to let people actually have free speech on our platform. We can't have that,
a bunch of big babies. Folks, this is Thanksgiving for the left. They're supposed to be celebrating. So, go for it. Oh, by the way, John Leguizamo says, F Thanksgiving. You know who he is, a little actor, I don't know, a typical Holly weirdo, F Thanksgiving. You get Happy Indigenous Persons Day or whatever. Because Lord knows America hasn't given John Leguizamo enough notoriety and stardom. So he has to hate the country. He has to hate all of our traditions because he knows more about it than we do, right? He's living it. Yeah, if you want to help the indigenous people, John, give them your money or go live on a reservation. I'm sure they'd welcome you there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's funny when you talk to conservatives about giving, because the left take care of their heroes. They take care of their people. much better than we do. There's just no question about that. Now, here's what's interesting. They do it with our money, so it's easy to do. And I understand why conservatives are like, you know what, you know, I want everybody to go earn your way. I get it. You want people to earn their way because you're like, I already give enough to this tyrannical government that's taking my money and giving it to whatever they choose. So what else can, you know, what else do you want me to do? And I go, well, we still give. We do still give. As conservatives, when I worked on the campaign for Jim, for the Senate campaign here locally, here in Arizona, he put in $18.5 million of his own money, but he raised a lot of money. There were people throwing gatherings for him, and the maximum was $2,900 a person, $5,800 per couple. And there were people maxing out. And I looked at their homes, waterfront homes, these big, beautiful mansions, and I said they could give more, and they probably did to the PACs and to the NRCC and others. So the dollars are there. I know that they spent well over $100 million in the primaries, just for primary elections for the Republicans in 2022, in Arizona, one state. That was the primary number. Then in the general election, they, you know, spent, I don't know the numbers, you guys can probably look it up, but there's a lot of dollars, and all those dollars are going to, you know, to politics, to change things, if you will. So we give a lot of money. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Seeking Educational Excellence has applied for its 501c3. That's our education initiative to bring meritocracy back to the education arena. And it means that for those of you who support C, it is a direct tax deduction. We can now monitor it, and we can keep track of it and give you a letter stating that you donated to us, etc. I don't know the details. We'll have to work all that out, but I will get that to you guys so you can support us that way. Those of you who are giving the small donations at, you know, to TBS or the Kevin Jackson Network, it used to be the Black Sphere, you know, there's no tax deduction for it, but you know, it would be a hassle for $10 or $20, as you can imagine, to send out all the letters that says, hey, thank you for your donation, yada, yada. But we will do it. We would do it. But those are not tax deductible. And I'm only telling you this just in case there are those of you who do want to give to help us out. But here's what I will tell you. You do give. You give to the things that are important to you, and that's good. And I preface that by saying I don't feel unimportant to you. I don't. But I do know that things can touch you. For example, if maybe one of your children had diabetes and you give the diabetes, or somebody had cancer, you give the cancer. Or maybe you just feel for the people that have cancer in general. So you feel like, okay, I need to give back. Whatever you decide to give your money to, that's I'm happy that you do it. Because, see, I know that the spirit of giving inside of conservatives is immense. But also, you're very good about saying, look, you got to earn it. So what we do on this show, and more than just this show, in our efforts on behalf of the Kevin Jackson Network, is to make sure that we show you that we are doing everything we can to earn it. And when we do that, you know what happens? People do give, and they give immensely, enormously. And I'm happy for that. And I'm not like Glenn Beck yet, where Glenn got a check for $25,000 and he got some $1.13 from it. He says $1.13 meant more. I get the symbolism of a person sending $1.13 to you, you know, some kid. I get it. But the $25,000 means a lot. And I'm sure his checks are a lot bigger than that these days. Americans will give more to charity than any other country. And I couldn't find the statistics, because I looked. My researchers looked. But I will say this. I'm confident to say that Americans easily, we give more than probably the top 50% of countries in charity. Now, I did find this. The United States is number one and Myanmar was number two. And here's what they wrote. When data from all 10 years was compiled, the United States emerged as the most charitable country with a score of 58%. Of those surveyed in the U.S. over a 10-year period, 72% reported helping a stranger, 61% reported donating to charity, 42% reported having volunteered their time to an organization. Miramar's overall score was 58%, and it ranks second, despite being a lower middle-income country and relatively low. Miramar had the highest percentage of people donating to charities at 81%. Miramar has a high population of Theravada Buddhists for whom small, frequent acts of giving are the norm. In fact, their generosity has helped earn Miramar the number one spot during the data years of 2013 to 2016, when more than 90% of the country's residents donated to charitable causes. Now, what we're talking about here are two completely different spectrums, because we're talking about, okay, well, this much, you know, on a percentage basis, these are the people that are donating. But when we get into how much gets donated, Miramar doesn't even hit the radar. The United States puts more money into all these other things than any other country. We put more money into NATO. We put more money into the UN. We put more money into the International Monetary Fund. We put more money into the World Bank. You name it. We put disproportionately more money into the things to help the world than any other country. In fact, China and Russia don't even hit the radar for top 10 in any of the things that I named. And they obviously are not a part of NATO. But you get what I'm saying. Again, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm talking about charitable giving. I'm talking about Thanksgiving. I'm talking about you, what you do every day. You know, most conservatives have either volunteered for something, no gun to your head, or you've given to charity or you've given to a cause. I don't know what the numbers are with these Buddhists at 90%, but I would tell you the majority of the conservatives that I know have done one of those two things. They've either volunteered to do something or they've donated money, donated time or donated money, one or the other. And in many cases, they've done both. So we are loving, giving, caring, humanitarian, philanthropic, you name it. And these leftists, they take it. Oh, we are. We throw our galas and we want to help the poor and blah, blah, blah. The left are very quick to say, let's put it all together. Let's bring all these celebrities in who donate nothing but their time, which is fine. They're donating time, but they have the means. Alec Baldwin, I know this. I read a story where he says, when I show up, that's my charity. You should be taking advantage of me being there. There's something to be said for that. But, Alec, you make enough money that you should be the one to say, you know what, I'm not only am I going to show up, I'm going to donate. We had a guy that was doing our charity when we were helping get kids adopted. He played a defensive end for the Rams. And this guy was our number one draw to the event, karaoke event. We called it Celebrity Karaoke. And he would spend more money than anybody. I used to love this dude coming. He was participatory. He took pictures. He was a gregarious guy. That's the way you do it. Jay-Z made the comment, my presence is my charity. That's it. That's all you're getting out of me. So what? He's worth billions of dollars and can buy, you know, franchises. His charity. My showing up is my charity. I mean, that's my charity. Whew. That's not us. We show up, we give, we participate, we do it all. Anyway, in 2015, the United States gave 9.3% of the money for the UN. We were 9.3% of the donations to the UN. We represent 4% of the population. We gave well over double what we should give. India, and I think, when I was in India, yeah, India was number two, by the way. You ready for the International Monetary Fund? The United States gives 17.46% to the International Monetary Fund. We are 4% of the population. We give 400%. The money in that fund is almost $1 trillion. We've given 17.46%.
Oh, so let me correct the record. China and Russia both are on that list for the IMF. We'll be right back. because they want voting rights on that money. But on the list I had for the UN, etc., they weren't on the list. Be proud of yourselves, Americans. We give back.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.